time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win in Jacksonville on Sunday night.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Thank you. Late night with a great outcome for the Ravens. Really proud of our guys. I mean, coming here, very good football team, very well-coached team that played well. Kind of a playoff-type environment that we were in. The place was rocking, man. It was loud. It was full. It was a night game here. I think it might have been the first Sunday night game here in a while. And they were into it. Their team was into it. And we had to play a really good football game, a playoff-style football game to win. That's kind of how it played out, that kind of a football game, which we expected. So proud of our guys for the win. A lot of guys played really well. Of course, there's things we can do better. But that's a big win. So we'll get a day or two, and then we'll be on to San Francisco. We do have some injury announcements. Keaton is going to be a serious injury, knee injury. So it looks like he won't be back for the rest of this season. Marcus is going to be kind of day-to-day probably. We'll see. We'll know more tomorrow, but that looks like it'll probably be day-to-day. Is there anybody else?
Ronnie.
Ronnie, I think will be okay. Those guys will be looked at concussion-wise. We'll see how that plays out. What questions do you have?
John, you said last week that, you know, Lamar played that game as well as, you know, yeah. What do you say about this?
Played even better. Played even better this week, you know. And so you give Lamar Jackson the game ball every single game, you know. He wouldn't take him. You know, he wouldn't know everywhere to put him in his house, you know. Too many game balls. But that's the way he plays. You know, I've said it before. I believe he's the best quarterback in the National Football League. I've said it many times before, and he continues to prove it. He proves me right. You know, he took the game over in so many different ways, all the different ways he does it. But some spectacular throws, handled the game plan. We had a lot of no huddle stuff. We had a lot of plays at the line we were switching to and calling and changing around. We had a lot of motions and shifts they had to deal with, and then the play clock comes into factor there. Nobody's better handling the play clock than Lamar Jackson, managing the game, but also making the plays. So just very proud of him, obviously.
John, over the years, do you develop any sort of are you kind of experiencing the thrill ride of seeing Lamar, you know, escape from the pocket or kind of make it a juke and sort of, you know, there's this element where he's kind of always close to the danger or kind of escaping from danger. Do you develop sort of resistance to that, or are you kind of go along for the ride with that?
You know, I just think it's simple. It's a player's game, you know. And as a coach, you know, coaches get a lot of credit sometimes for things that they really don't do, you know. And if you're a good coach, you build your system and your plays and your schemes and everything, your operation basically around your players. Players are the guys out there playing the game. We have a great football player in Lamar Jackson, and not just Lamar. So many guys just like that you try to build it around. So if we're smart, We try to build our offense in a way that Lamar can thrive in it as best we can, best we can figure out, you know. And he's a big part of that. He's involved in all the game planning every single week, you know, and has input and helps decide those plays. So, but you know what? He's out there just playing the game, and that's what the game is. You go out there and you play the game like that.
John, you rushed for over 200 yards, I believe, in the second half. What was the difference in really getting the run game ramped up?
204, as it was pointed out to me in the locker room, and I think 251 overall. I think we just kind of kept coming, you know, and after a while it had its impact. You know, our guys were blocking really well, backs were running really well, and Lamar had a number of yards as well. So, yeah, that was a big factor in the fourth quarter, too. We had a bunch of yards, maybe 100 in the fourth quarter, something like that. So it was good.
By the way, John, your team actually clinched a playoff berth.
We did know that. We did know that. Yeah, no, we're very grateful. We're very excited about that, and that's the first step. That's our starting point goal, you know, and we'll go from there.
Jacksonville kind of had these moments, especially at the end of the first half, where they run out of time. And I think there was another play where you guys kind of quick snapped it and got them with 12 men on the field. What do you make of your guys' poise in some of those moments as there was a lot of chaos and being able to take advantage?
Both sides of the ball. You know, Lamar again in the offense doing a great job, substitutions, and that becomes part of the game within the game. And Lamar catching them there and getting that penalty. And then look at Marcus Williams' play at the end of the half. You know, Mike made a great call. Marcus makes a great play, tackle their guy around the flat route inbounds, a play we had anticipated. It's just a play people run that situation and with no huddle. And Marcus made a great play, and that saved us right there, at least the field goal. It's just a fabulous play. And there were other plays like that in the game. How about Isaiah Likely? I mean, the catches that he made, you know. How about Arthur Millett getting that fumble early in the game and really turning the momentum a little bit. So, you know, they got some yards in the first half, but we made plays we needed to make to keep them out of the end zone.
John, the plan right now, Melvin Gordon up on the roster, is it, you know, is that what you foresee yourself doing?
Yes. Yeah, we'll bring Melvin up. He's been working super hard. He's in great shape, and he'll be ready to go.
Keaton was just starting to get up. I mean, for him to suffer that injury, you know, how difficult do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. You know, I mean, he's the guy that I was just in there. We were just in there, you know, and we were talking and we prayed. And he's just got a great attitude and demeanor about him. And it's a guy that you want to see do well. He deserves to do well. And just feel for his parents right now. You know, they're watching and they're, I'm sure they're feeling it too.
There's going to be a lot of hype around this next game against the 49ers. Does the 24-hour rule still apply to, you know, this team and kind of handling the noise that's going to be coming its way when you guys get back to Baltimore?
Oh, absolutely. That's how these guys are. I mean, these guys are going to be thinking about one thing and thinking about the next game. You know, 1-0 has been their mantra. You know, Lamar talked about it before the season ever started, and it's not going to change.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.